Okay, so I'm here with Rupert Beans, CMO of Codasip. He's just recently joined. Hello, Rupert.
Good afternoon, Nitin.
So tell me, why did you join Codasip after, you know, you've sort of done something quite successful already?
It's a really good question. To a degree, I can't quite remember, but I'm very glad I have joined. It's an incredibly exciting company, a really good bunch of people, and we're making some amazing things happen in the industry.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about Codasip and some of the sort of progress to date and, yeah, where you're going.
So Codasip, we're a European company spun out of a university in Brno in Czech Republic, now with offices in Cambridge, Bristol, Barcelona, Sofia, Antipolis, growing incredibly fast with customers all around the world.
Okay, and here you're talking about RISC-V with a twist. What really is that?
So RISC-V with a twist, our core product that we sell is RISC-V IP. We've got a portfolio of standard RISC-V processors. However, the twist is we supply those with an architecture license and with a software environment that makes them uniquely easy to configure and modify. So our customers can take that standard RISC-V core and make it their own, make it into something truly unique for their application.
Yeah, there's always been a debate about customizing and making it their own, but how does that play into sort of making sure that you've got all the support around it?
That's what we do. That's the key differentiator that Codasip has. So it's the best of both worlds. It's the RISC-V standard, and standard is an important term, with all the advantages of an ecosystem, interoperability, support, software libraries, tools. You get all of those, but then you can add instructions, you can extend the ISA, you can leverage the fundamental strength of the RISC-V architecture. And we make that easy in both a legal sense, you get an architecture license, and a technical sense that it's genuinely possible to do with a reasonable engineering team.
Okay, before I go to the RISC-V as a specification or standard, how does one actually make their customized, is there some kind of software tool or something? How does that actually work?
So, very good question. A key part of our deliverable is a software tool. It's called Studio. It was developed explicitly for designing processors. That it's not a general purpose tool. It's not a replacement for Verilog. It's like a generator or a pre-processor. And Studio helps you design processors, and then it spits out a rich Verilog environment with all of UVM. It also creates the software environments that you need, compiler, debugger, etc., that understand the customization, the features, the new opcodes you've created.
Okay, that's actually quite important. Now, there's been a lot of talk about RISC-V and open source. I guess what you're telling me here is it's not about that. It's about creating something from a standard rather than actually being able to sort of get some free stuff.
Exactly, exactly right. I don't like talking about RISC-V as open source. The key thing is it's an open standard. The specification is public. And in that respect, it's very much the same as GSM or 802.11. You can download the spec, anyone can make their own implementation, and with a confidence about interoperability, but that implementation might be proprietary, it might be secret, or it might be made available as open source. And that's a commercial decision, but it is all based on the public open standard.
Okay, well, Rupert, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Nitin.
4.5 minutes, not bad.